Blog Talk Radio.
Right here,
Dufresne, or whatever her name is, her father is 29th Judicial District Judge Emile St. Pierre. Okay? Again, she receives no prison time. She had sex with a 16-year-old. That's what I wanted to put out there. She received no prison time. She gets a $1,000 fine and surrender her teaching license. She got to spend 90 days within the confines of an unspecified mental health facility. Y'all got that, right? Let's go to this. Atlanta public school teachers. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution investigative journalism is credited with this, with first examining the corruption within the city's public school system. On Tuesday, the newspaper published photos of each of those who took plea deals and the sentences they received. Okay, before I get into that, this cheating scandal been going on since what we hear and what I heard the judge say, 2001. From 2005, which is when Beverly Hall got to the city of Atlanta and took over the Atlanta Public Schools as Atlanta Public Schools superintendent. She also brought along a couple of people with her who's also convicted in this case. I don't know if they've been doing this wherever they came from. I think she came from New York or somewhere. I don't know if they've been doing this for a long time. Probably so. Probably why she was brought in. Now, that's who they wanted. They wanted Beverly Hall. They wanted to lock her up. They wanted to get her. But she died on us. So, God gave her immunity or whatever you want to call it. Okay? Now, I've since found out that because these scores were changed and these kids were, they were moved on, that means that because of their test scores and test scores being changed, they were moved on to the next grade. I don't agree with that. Okay? I don't agree with that 100%. Also, these teachers also receive bonuses during those years because of school grades and these test scores going up. And they did get money for these, you know, getting these scores up in the school system at their particular schools. Now, these particular schools were, these teachers were put in place in these particular schools for that reason. And again, I don't agree with them cheating on the scores, changing scores. I don't agree with that. I don't. 100%. I don't. Okay? I grew up in the public school system, in Atlanta public school system. I wasn't one of those who had bad grades and this and that. I wasn't one of those. I knew of kids who didn't have good grades. I knew of kids who were in my class that didn't have good grades. You know, I mean, as kids growing up, you know how kids are. Kids will say anything, and you dumb. What you get on your test, you dumb. I mean, that happens in school, right? That's the way kids are. But they weren't ever kept back, right? So how wasn't they able to stay back Why weren't they able to push those kids back and repeat that grade again the next year? Because the teachers moved them along. Okay? But I guess they weren't told on at that time. They didn't get the light shined on them at that time, so they weren't put in the public eye and ridiculed. But it happened. I'm sure it's happened in every school system around the United States, black, white, Latino, Asian, I don't care what it is. Every kid isn't smart as a whip. Let's get back to these sentences. Donald Black was first. Witnesses testified that Donald Bullock was first. Witnesses testified that Bullock urged them to change test answers. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the former testing coordinator, he is the testing coordinator, was ordered to serve 5 years probation, 6 months a week in behind bars, pay a $5,000 fine, and perform 1,500 hours of community service as part of his deal. And he agreed to waive his right to appeal. So he took the plea deal. Now, this was offered to all the teachers. Only two took the plea deal. Angela Williamson, a former teacher, was ordered to serve. She was served, ordered to serve 2 years in prison, ordered to pay $5,000 fine, and perform 1,500 hours of community service. Pamela Cleveland, a former teacher, was ordered to serve 1 year home confinement, $1,000 fine, and perform 1,000 hours of community service. She said, "I am guilty of the charges against me," and that was it. And from me looking at the video this morning of the judge, he did offer these teachers these deals, but you know, for some reason, some of these teachers, I guess ego or whatever have you, take the deals. Now, for me, if I was a teacher sitting there, I don't want to be away from my family. I don't want to spend any time in jail. If you're offering me some type of deal, to be honest with you, I have to take it. Michael Pitts, a former school executive, was accused of telling teachers to cheat. And Pitts was at the top of the food chain, the judge said. He was accused of telling teachers to cheat and then telling them not to talk to Georgia GBI, who were looking into the scandal. He was ordered to serve 7 years in prison, performed 2,000 hours of community service, and paid a $25,000 fine. He didn't take a deal. Tamara Cotman, she was also one of the top administrators at the top of the food chain, as the judge said, a former school's administrator. She was ordered to serve 7 years in prison, pay a $25,000 fine, and perform 2,000 hours of community service. Dana Evans, a former principal, was ordered to serve 1 year and perform 1,000 hours of community service, a year in jail. Tamika Jordan, former assistant principal, was ordered to serve 2 years in prison, perform 1,500 hours of community service, and pay $5,000 fine. Teresa Copeland, a former test coordinator, was ordered to serve 1 year in prison, perform 1,000 hours of community service, and pay a $1,000 fine. Diane Buckner Webb, friend of mine, wife, former teacher, ordered to serve 1 year in prison, perform 1,000 hours of community service, pay a $1,000 fine. 1 year in prison, perform 1,000 hours of community service, and pay a $1,000 fine. again. These guys cheated on the test. I understand. They got money. They got bonuses. Okay. I understand. Why not have these guys perform a $1,000 of community service, $1,000 fine, take that teaching license or whatever. Okay? Now, Pitts, Michael Pitts, and Tamara Cotman, I mean, I believe that with them, since they didn't take the plea deal, they got hit. But this guy, Michael Pitts, who was right under Beverly Hall, the judge was looking at him as a snake. And so, since he didn't take the plea deal, he threw the book at him. And also this Tamara Cotman threw the book at her. And so, but all I'm saying is, if you take this, what happened to these school teachers and administrators, and put that against what happened with these two teachers out in Louisiana, out in New Orleans, do you think, holding these up side by side, you got 10 people right here, and you got two people over here. You got two people that got no jail time. They got a fine of $1,000 and their teacher certificate taken. They get no jail time. They had sex with a 16-year-old boy. It was two women and one male. I mean, guys, I mean, we think about that all the time. A lot of people say, if I came home and caught my girl in the bed with another girl, hey, I wouldn't get mad. I'd just tell her to move over. See, that seems to be some guys, and not all guys now, that seemed to be some guys' dream. That's probably some women's dream, is to have two guys at once. One woman and two guys. What they call it, a menage a trois, or whatever it is. A menage a trois. Okay? But this is two grown women and a 16-year-old boy. And they get no jail time for a 16-year-old. If you as an adult, 20-something-year-old man, you have sex with a 16-year-old girl, which is what's happening here, is just flip-flop. It's a 24-year-old woman and a 16-year-old boy. If you get caught, you're going to jail for rape, all this stuff, right? Sex with a minor, all this stuff. I mean, that's serious stuff. That stuff you go to jail for a long time, but they do no time? Get a fine? Come on, man. Something not right. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 290. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. What's your comment and where you calling from?
Good morning. I'm calling from Hampton, Georgia. And my question is, or even my thought, is how did they determine the sentences? Because in each category, even with the sex issue and the cheating scandal, our children were denied their rights. You know, the 16-year-old is denied his right as to growing up as a teenager, and then the children were cheated out of a decent education, a true education, because they were, you know, just caught alone, not really learning. I want to know how, why, if you know, how were they given different sentences when they all did the same? Now, I can understand, like, the test administrator, yeah, he should have gotten the most or whatever, but how did they dictate one gets the lesser sentence? You understand what I'm saying? I'm not understanding that. Because
yeah,
they all did wrong, and, you know, it shouldn't have been no leniency anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, how he figured who gets what or whatever. I don't know. I guess you'd have to be there and let him explain all that, the way he did. All I read was what I could pull from the notes as far as each person and what they were given individually. Now,
okay.
You know, I do not understand the case in New Orleans where, let me take that back. I do understand that because her dad is a 29th District Court judge in New Orleans, so I do understand how they sentenced her and why she was they were given such leniency there. But as far as the teachers in Atlanta, no, I don't know how they came up with each one of their particular sentences. But now that I've read and understand what happened, and you know, because I didn't think that they received any kind of monetary bonuses for doing this, but they did, and because of that, I think that yeah, they should have been sentenced, but I don't think they should have gotten jail time. I think to take away their teachers' certificate and to fine them and make them give their money back, whatever they received in bonuses, I think that would have been a good, you know, sentence. But to give them jail time, I don't see that. You there?
Yes, I understand. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I guess that's
for
all
your
I
call.
Have to say. I just wanted to ask.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, and take care. Keep listening to the show.
Okay.
And again, thanks to the caller for calling in. But, you know, I'm just on edge about this. You know, because, again, I don't condone cheating. I don't condone that. I don't condone getting bonuses for cheating. I don't condone cheating for your bonus. But they were ordered to do that by their bosses. And again, because of that, you know, they were ordered to do that by their bosses. I think the bosses who were, you know, Michael Pitts and this Tamara Cotman, they got, you know, jail time and huge fines, which they should have. And I think Beverly Hall, the superintendent, would have gotten an even harsher sentence if she had been there. They got what I think they deserved. I think they got huge bonuses as well. And when you look at that, I think that's the deal. You have to go and find out who executed this stuff and lay hands on them, which they did. But I don't think that these other people I mean, you know, the test coordinator. Yeah, you gotta pay. You know, she received the, you know, 1 year in prison, 1,000 hours of community service, and $1,000 fine. That was lenient on her, the test coordinator. And you know, the former teacher, Pamela Cleveland, she got 1 year home confinement, pay $1,000 fine, and perform a thousand hours of community service. She said she guilty of the charges against her. She would, you know, that would have been me. You know, I'm right there with Pamela Cleveland. I'm like, hey Jess, okay, when I heard, and I, you know, I got about 2 minutes left in the show, but when I heard him hand down the sentence for Michael Pitts, you know, the school exec, they gave him 7 years, 20 years, had to do seven, and $25,000 fine, 2,000 hours of community service. I would have stood up right then. Hey, Derek, I'm guilty. I want the plea deal. I don't want to be a teacher no more. And I'm gonna turn in all my books. I'm gonna give y'all the pencils, the paper. I'm gonna even give y'all the copy that I took last month. I'm gonna give all that stuff back. I don't want no jail time. I stay at home. I won't even leave the house. I go in the yard. Y'all can put up electrical fence and put one of them things around my neck. But I don't want any jail time, Judge. 7 years? Come on, man. I wouldn't. That would have been me. Mr. Williams, you out of order. I know. But let me tell you something. I don't want to go to jail. So I'll stay at home. I'll pay $1,000. I don't have $1,000, but I'll get it. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day. And I'll see you. Well, I won't be here tomorrow, but I will be here on Friday. Take care of yourselves, guys. I'm over, and I'm out.